Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Monday morning, so we are talking about practical Christianity. Does what you believe work? We've been talking about success. For Christianity, over decades, over millennia, and from culture to culture, there's been an influence on how success is measured. And for us, for dependent Christians, those that are depending on God to meet their needs, our needs, and bring us into relationship with Him, we are looking to Him to define success. And we've come to realize that it is exactly that, depending on God, depending on Him. That is success. So it's the process that is, for us, success. It is not what that dependence brings, but are we doing it ourselves, relying on others, relying on our own beliefs, or are we relying on God? Are we getting our life from Him? Or are we trying to use Him to get our needs met? So then we've been looking at how we learn and to recognize success in ourselves and in others. And we were looking for role models. What can we look at, hopefully within the Christian church, within the Christian movement, where can we look to find successful Christians? Now I wager that if I asked you, who is a successful Christian, someone would come to mind. And when we talk about that someone, there's probably things you can say, this is why this person is successful in my mind. This is why this person is a role model for me. And when we look at that, what we find is very often it's tied to character or achievement. And sometimes neither one of those are valid. We've talked before about how difficult it is for any one of us to judge someone else about whether they are a Christian or not. Now, sometimes it's easy to tell if they are, if they're depending on God, but so much of what has been decided to be Christian, non-Christians can do. We think of someone who knows the doctrine of the church, who can relay that effectively, like, let's say, a preacher or an evangelist, someone who can present information to evoke a response. But does that really take a relationship with God? Can someone who doesn't know the living God do that? Yeah. Do they know what they're doing? Sometimes, yeah. I'll tell you, with the gullibility of God's people and the tax laws, being involved in ministry is a very enticing career. Without going into detail, it is certainly not only possible, but you can be easily fooled if you are depending, if we are depending on our own evaluation of who is a Christian, who is honest, who is representing Christ effectively. So we don't want to be using our own scale, our own measure. We don't want to be judging out of our own template, but we do want to be judging. And I know that sounds like a bit of a contradiction, but what we're really talking about is on a situation-by-situation basis, asking God. Because here's the thing. Say you've got, and this is just totally a hypothetical. If you belong to a church, what if your pastor was really not a Christian? Now, I know none of you think that that's possible in your case, but so often, all it takes to be a pastor is to get the job, to get the gig. And all it takes is making it through, you know, the board. You know, sometimes, you know, having a degree from a seminary, all you need to be able to do is talk the talk and walk the walk. There's no tried and true method of evaluating a person's heart, their spiritual temperature, if you will, if they are born again. And some don't go through great effort to find out. For some, it's more a matter of, what are you going to do when you get here? Are you going to, you know, the board decides that they want a church program, a growth program. They want to expand. They want to get more income generated. Or they have a particular outreach that they're interested in. So all they're looking for is someone who's going to join with that. And all I'm saying is that there are times when those in leadership positions are not put into those positions for the reasons that we think they're put into those positions. So we want to be discriminating. We want to have our eyes ready to be opened. And now when we say we don't judge out of our own template, and yet we judge, what are we left with? We ask God. Now say you've just moved to an area and you're thinking you want to join a church. That's not an obligation. That's not something that is going to indicate whether you're a Christian or not, but say that's something you want to do to get to know people for social reasons. Say you've got kids and you want them to hopefully have good influence on from other Christian kids, even though that isn't necessarily always true, as I'm sure you know. But so you've decided to join a local church. How do you decide where to go? Well, you do your research. You check out all the different ones in your area. And as you're doing so, well, first you've asked the Lord, is this something you want me to do? And we'll assume for our illustration that he said yes. He will lead you. And not just lead you, he will say yes to the one he wants you to go to. Now, it may be trial and error. It may be that, you know, you will be, it may take a year where you attend one that you think, yeah, this is good. And you ask the Lord, and he may not answer right away, because it's the process very often that teaches us the most. And again, our goal is not to be in the right place at the right time so he can teach us, but so that he can teach us through wherever we are at any given time. It's the process. Are we relying on him, or are we relying on being at the right place at the right time? Fellowshipping with him is what's important. If you need fellowship with others, he will bring them into your life. But certainly just attending a group, being a part of a group, does not mean fellowship. So, as we truly learn how to depend on God, we do want to be aware that there will come a time when we will be used as a role model for others. And so we want to be open for that. And just as we don't want to falsely set up someone else, you know, unfortunately, so often in Christian ministry, in the church, you are a success if your church is growing. Now, it may just be that your church is growing because your area is growing. And people want to go to church, and you're the only church in the area. Now, to keep them, you may want to be changing your message. To accommodate them, to keep them in. And so, very often when that happens, people who have been there a while get protective and don't want to change, or they want to make sure, they want to protect their pastor, they want to protect their leadership, their church, and make sure it grows the right way. Everybody's got their own template. Everybody's got their own set of judgment, ways of judging. And when we rely on that alone, we are probably not going to get the results we're looking for. Certainly not the process we're looking for. So it comes, again, back to how do we learn success? How do we judge it in others? And this is, you know, another one of those things where it's caught and not taught. We can be taught leadership, But that doesn't make you a leader, and that doesn't make the one teaching you a leader. I could teach you about frogs. That doesn't make you a frog, doesn't make me a frog. It just gives you information. So we want to look for those examples that we think maybe are also depending on God. And you can hear it in the language, you can hear it in the examples, you can see it in the fruit that's being born in their lives. Ask their kids, ask your leader's kids. Hang around with them, their spouses, their family members, their friends. Who are their friends? A lot of times there's so much pressure to be a certain way, to present God in a certain way. But what you're looking for is reality. Who they are in reality, who they are without being on the stage. So we look for those indications of dependence, of being real, of being in the process, of changing their minds, of not having all the answers, but of knowing how to go to God. And one of the primary attitudes you will find in leaders or anyone, which you, if you are learning dependent grace, you are a leader because God is. So one of the main characteristics that will be discernible by anyone is an attitude of gratitude. There's a gratefulness, an appreciation for what God is doing, who He is, the freedom, the peace, the hope, the real change that He brings moment by moment, day by day. An appreciation for His character and nature. And that's what comes out. That's not something that can be faked and maintained. So when you recognize that appreciation, that gratitude, that peace and rest and confidence that comes from dependence on God, don't be shy about asking how they got there. If a person is truly depending on God, God's nature is flowing to and through him. Since God's nature is basically to give, anyone also depending on him will be willing to mentor and instruct others on how to enjoy the freedom that comes with the dependent relationship. So another indication of dependent relationship is an ease and a comfort in giving. And we're not talking about even time or effort or money or energy, we're talking about themselves. Now, this doesn't mean that that person doesn't have boundaries and doesn't know how to say no. But when you ask someone about the person they love, odds are it's hard to get them to shut up. If a person is truly dependent on God, it's hard to get him to shut up. When they are appreciating who he is and how freeing it is to be in relationship with him, all they want is for others to experience that same relationship. So we can recognize that when that dependence is questioned, how do you do that? What is this like? And the response to that is often an indication now they may be feeling like they're being challenged, because this is a weird thing in Christianity, a personal relationship with God. When you really talk about it as an ongoing, moment-by-moment thing, it's an odd thing. But if you say, you know, this is really what I'm looking for, can you tell me more about it? There'll be an openness and a generosity that they, yes, this is life-changing. Because one of the things is, you know, it's not about developing a dependence on them. You know, as a leader, in any kind of a setting, you have to do this balancing act about wanting to help those you're leading, but also knowing that there are leeches out there that don't want to have to do any of the work themselves. They just want you to give what you've gotten, what you've worked for to get. Well, what's great about the dependent relationship, is leaders aren't teaching us to depend on the leaders or on their beliefs. And they know that there's nothing, dependent leaders know that there's nothing that they can give except how to go to God. And I have, you know, communication all the time, various different ways. How do you do this? How do you do that? And I'll tell people this is where you start. And then they'll come back and say, how do you do this? How do you do it? And I'll ask, have you done this? Well, no, it's because it's not, you know, something that's what I want to do. And it's like, well, you can't go to step two until you've done step one. But we want to skip right to, we don't want to have to go through the process. We want to pick up where someone else has left off. Now, because others have gone through the process, it is easier for us. First of all, because we know that each one of us has to go through that process. And that process being learning to hear his voice and test it, letting the Lord expose and deal with our flesh, and getting our wounds healed, all within the context of cultivating a quiet lifestyle, waiting on him, giving him time to tune our senses. Okay? We want to go beyond that. We want to do the flashy stuff. We have an idea about this is what Christianity looks like, and we want to get there. But none of that's going to satisfy. Only depending on God will satisfy, because that's the only part that he will let satisfy. Everything else is doing things our own way. So go to that person that you think they've got it all together. And again, look at those around them. Look at their families, who they work with, who their friends are. How many friends do they have? What is their definition of a friend? And you can really ask them, do you feel unconditionally loved? Do you feel unconditionally accepted? Do you feel unconditionally valued by that person? Now, most of us have never thought in those terms, so the answers might not be what are going to be enlightening, but very often the reaction to those questions is, the successfully dependent Christian will be freely giving of him or herself to those around them and allow them the freedom to be who and where God has them at any given moment. Now, that doesn't mean that behavior, bad behavior, is accepted, but that that person is accepted. These are challenges. And what we'll come down to is that there are very few really good, dependent Christian role models. Especially the way our lives are and our relationships, even within the church, they're just not very deep. And we don't have much time to discern whether someone is a dependent Christian or not. But don't worry. God's got this under control. He knows you need motivation and examples. So he will provide exactly what you need as you need it. So even if there are no role models in your life, God is going to confirm for you, this is what successful Christianity looks like for you. So just as Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. We don't get caught up and hung up on the areas others fall short. We're not looking for the bad. We're looking for the good. We're looking for God. We're not judging where they fall short. We're looking for their success. We're not looking to give them a grade on a scale of 1 to 10 or A, B, C, D, or failing. It's, what can I learn? Do you have something I want to learn about? You know, people go to church from church to church because they've heard it all. So we want to stop going from place to place and learn to go to him, to God. He knows what you need. And remembering that we're looking for the good and we're looking for dependence keeps us from putting anyone on a pedestal as a leader or otherwise. And it also frees them to be where God has them and frees them to make mistakes. So we'll learn about how to judge how we're doing next Monday. We'll get together again tomorrow at 7:30. Until then, see you then, and thanks for tuning in.